Hello, you are listening to an article from webmobile.com. Webmobile, with a Y, provides quality, people-centered, professional mobile app and web development services with globally competitive pricing. The title is Scaling Smart, When and How to Expand Your Startup Operations. Every startup dreams of rapid growth, but expanding too early can drain resources while waiting too long can mean losing market share. Scaling Smart is about striking the right balance, growing sustainably without sacrificing quality, culture, or cash flow. In this guide, we'll break down when your startup is ready to scale, common pitfalls to avoid, and proven strategies to scale smartly. Whether you're a tech founder or running a service-based business, these insights will help you make informed decisions. Growth versus scaling, what's the difference? Founders often confuse these terms because both involve business growth, but the approaches and implications differ. What's the difference? Before diving in, let's clear up a common misconception. Growth and scaling are not the same thing. Growth means increasing revenue at the same rate you add resources. For example, hiring 10 more employees to double revenue. Scaling means increasing revenue without a proportional rise in costs, using systems, automation, and efficiencies. Why does this matter? Because scaling done wrong can cripple a business, while done right, it multiplies impact with minimal added cost. Signs your startup is ready to scale. Not every startup is ready to scale just because demand looks promising. Here are key signals. 1. Strong product market fit. You've validated your solution with repeat customers, strong retention, and organic referrals. Scaling without this is like building on sand. 2. Consistent revenue streams. If your revenue is predictable, not just from one big client but across a growing customer base, you may be ready. 3. Operational stability. Your internal systems work under your current load. Processes are documented, roles are clear, and technology supports daily operations. 4. Ability to secure funding. Scaling costs money. If you can't finance growth through profits or investors, you risk cash flow crises. The dangers of scaling too early. Scaling prematurely is one of the top reasons startups fail. Watch out for these mistakes. Hiring without structure. Bringing in people before defining processes leads to chaos. Expanding without demand. Don't enter new markets based on assumptions. Tech overload. Buying tools you don't need just burns cash. Ignoring culture. Fast growth can destroy company culture if values aren't reinforced. Bottom line, scaling early often equals scaling wrong. When is the right time to expand? Timing is everything. Use these checkpoints before pulling the trigger. Revenue growth rate. Are you growing steadily quarter over quarter? Customer metrics. Healthy churn, reasonable customer acquisition cost, CAC, and solid lifetime value, LTV. Market signals. Is the demand real, or are you chasing a trend? Competitor moves. Expansion can be strategic if competitors are aggressively capturing market share. How to scale smart. Actionable step strategy. Ready to scale? Here's how to do it without breaking your business. 1. Start with processes, not people. Before hiring, standardize workflows and automate repetitive tasks. Scaling chaos only multiplies problems. 2. Invest in scalable technology. Adopt tools that grow with you. Cloud-based solutions, CRM systems for customer tracking, analytics for data-driven decisions. 3. Build a leadership bench. You can't do it all. Empower managers who align with your vision and can lead teams effectively. 4. Expand in phases. Test new products or markets with small pilots. Learn, adjust, and then scale further. 5. Maintain financial discipline. Keep cash reserves and monitor burn rate. Growth is exciting, but cash is king. Real-world lessons. Case study, smart scaling. A SaaS startup automated onboarding before hiring more sales reps. Result, they scaled from 500 to 5,000 users without increasing support costs. Lesson, prioritizing automation before expanding your team can significantly reduce overhead and keep operations lean. Case study, scaling too soon. An e-commerce brand expanded internationally without adequate logistics. Delays and refunds crushed their margins. Lesson, validate operational readiness before entering new markets. Rushing expansion can lead to costly service failures. Challenges you'll face and how to handle them. Even with the best plan, scaling comes with hurdles. Maintaining quality. Use customer feedback loops to monitor experience. Hiring for culture fit. Prioritize values over speed of hiring. Operational complexity. Regular audits of systems to prevent bottlenecks. Final thoughts. Scaling is exciting, but it's also a high-stakes move. Don't rush it. Scale when your systems, demand, and financials align. Expand deliberately, invest in technology, and keep culture strong. Remember, scaling smart isn't just about growing fast, it's about growing sustainably. Want more actionable strategies for startup success? Subscribe to our blog for insights on growth, leadership, and scaling. Have you scaled your startup before? Share your lessons in the comments. Want to hear some more from the Webmobile blog? Please subscribe and follow. Thank you for listening to the article from webmobile.com. A subscription button is available at the end of each blog post. We would love it and also encourage you to leave your comment at the bottom of the page. Cheers, hope you listen or read again soon.